7 years, we have deliberated at great length the various dimensions of laws. Arguably, these discussions have been useful. They have helped in better clarifying the humanitarian, legal, and ethical aspects of these weapon systems. We have also seen incremental progress in the form of guiding principles in 2019. However, these discussions have essentially treated laws largely from the humanitarian prism. The international security dimension of the development and the use of laws also needs priority attention. While a humanitarian lens to address laws is necessary, it may not be sufficient due to their unique attributes and potentially destabilizing effects on international peace and security. As technology continues to advance, our discussion on laws is at an inflection point. Ignoring the security dimension will entail serious ramifications for international and regional peace, security, and stability. Laws are neither an abstract nor fiction. Their cascading security impact can no longer be ignored. Rapid advances in military applications of these new technologies, their development and integration into various domains of warfare will inevitably lead to their deployment and use. Cumulatively, such developments will accentuate regional asymmetries, heighten risks of miscalculation leading to conflicts. It would be naive to assume that states, when faced with such asymmetries, will choose not to take countermeasures to defend themselves. Only a binding instruments with an adequate legal framework that incorporates both humanitarian and security dimensions will constitute a necessary global response to control, regulate, and restrict laws. It is conceivable that in the absence of global rules and regulations on laws will likely yield arms races and reshape security doctrines, policies, and positions. Therefore, taking into consideration the security, legal, ethical, and humanitarian aspects of this issue, Pakistan favors continuation of the work of this GGE with a mandate to negotiate a legally binding protocol governing prohibitions, restrictions, as well as regulations of these weapon systems. We are not in favor of a simple rollover of the previous mandate or the development of instruments which do not bind states to legally binding obligations. We support crafting a future GGE mandate that truly reflects the purposes and objectives of the CCW, caters to the continued technological advances, contributing to the development of laws, and adequately captures the interlocking security, legal, and humanitarian aspects of the debate in a result-oriented manner. I thank you, Madam.